welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is August the 2nd, 2021. Well, today I'm going to use the thought from last night's message for my devotion. The thought in last night's message was the thought of reconciliation. When we consider reconciliation, we will realize that we have many reasons to praise reconciliation. In order for us to understand the impact of reconciliation, we must begin with understanding the need for reconciliation. In order to help us understand that need, let's turn to John 3:36. John 3:36 says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." I don't know if we really grasp the truth that is presented here. But what we need to realize is that anyone who is not born again has the wrath of God abiding on him. Now, I don't really know if we consider that or not. But any of your friends or family that have not been born again, the wrath of God abides on them. Which means one day they're going to experience the wrath of God when he pours out his wrath upon sin. So, you know, man by nature is the enemy of God. And what we need to consider is this: if we are the enemy of God and we have the wrath of God abiding on us, how can we then be reconciled to God? Well, the scripture gives us some great information. 2 Corinthians 5:18 tells us that God reconciles us to himself by Jesus. How? Because Romans 3:25 says, "God set forth his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." In other words, Jesus satisfies the wrath of God through his blood. So therefore, what we find is this: the wrath of God abides on us. Jesus gave his blood to satisfy the wrath of God. Faith in the blood of Jesus is that which reconciles or makes reconciliation possible. So when we place our faith in the blood of Christ, we understand that Jesus has experienced the wrath of God that is due our sins. So our faith in the blood makes us no longer the enemy of God, but now we are friends. We are reconciled to God. So what a blessing to know that we're reconciled to God. No longer the enemy of God, separated from him for eternity. Now we are the friend of God. Now we know that he has gone to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we can be also. Is that worthy of your praise today? I know it is. Why not consider giving God praise for reconciling you unto himself? Why not praise him by sharing that truth with another? You have the ministry of reconciliation. Now go to it. Thank you today that we are reconciled to God, brought back into friendship, the separation between us and God removed. How? By the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you that we are reconciled to you. Lord, we are no longer your enemy. We are at peace with you. We are made nigh by your blood. This week, Lord, show us how to praise you. Lord, help us to see the benefits of reconciliation. And also, Lord, place someone in our path with which we can share the word of reconciliation. Lord, through our witness this week, show someone the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe you can hear my grand dogs playing in the background. But anyway, until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.